You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Welcome to another episode of Thanks for Visiting. I'm your host, Annette.
And I'm your host, Sarah.
And we are glad you're back. Today, our topic is going to be
business clients.
Yes. Sometimes my favorite clients.
I guess they're business guests.
Business guest slash corporate clients. I have a few of those. And let's just describe what those are in our world.
Yeah. So, Annette, when someone messages you and they say, "Hey, Annette, I found your place. It's beautiful. I'm actually coming into town for a conference," or "I'm coming into town for work," what does that chime you, clue you in to say to them in response?
Conference isn't as much as a heightened awareness to me because I'm right by the convention center. Mm-hmm. So that's really often. They might only come to town once a year. Mm-hmm. But if it's someone coming into town for work, especially Monday through Thursday, I have heightened awareness of that message, and I message them back, "Oh, awesome. So glad that you chose my space. May I ask where you work or how often you come to town?" Mm-hmm. I try to do something to kind of pull a little more information out of them, because Mondays through Thursdays for my spaces are normally a lower occupancy rate. I normally don't have any issues with weekends. So if I can get someone Monday through Thursday and then regularly, that's very exciting. So I try to pull a little more information about them, ask them potentially where they work or how often they come into town. And then once they answer that, that's my next question of how often and potentially where do they normally stay? And then I start talking to them about corporate or business pricing.
Now, do you recommend doing that before they've even stayed at your space? Or maybe you had that conversation after their first stay with you? What do you think there?
Honestly, I don't have a protocol, which I should, but it's more of how the conversation goes. Mm-hmm. I can kind of just tell from people's back and forth, either they don't want to talk to me at all, or they're like, "Oh, just coming in town for one meeting." And if it's real brief, then I understand that. So it kind of depends on what their response time, what their response, is it lengthy, is it brief? And that kind of like is a segue to how I should continue the conversation. Normally, it's before their stay. Mm-hmm. And I know maybe that is, you know, getting a little anxious because what if they aren't a good guest? But I'll say, 99% of my guests are awesome. And then business clients, I really haven't ever had any issues there. So normally whenever I've, out of the gate. But sometimes if they leave a note or something that says, "I'll be back soon, loved your place," then I might reach back out. But normally before they even stay.
So then my question to you is, they say, "Yes, I'm coming into town. I'm here once a month, every week, every quarter." What's your next course of action?
I most likely will hopefully try to get exactly where they work. I have a pretty large network of people, so I try
Annette
to figure
out. Does know everybody, you guys.
So I try to figure out, oh, maybe do I know where they work or someone that they work with? I know that's also kind of like a
to
large-
To build a connection? Yeah, is that what you're trying to do?
Build a connection either via an employer, the employer, or even location-based. Mm-hmm. So I found that my regular business clients, their office or the person that they're consulting for, that office is close proximity. So I try to really play off of location or if I do know someone within the organization.
So now for you listeners who maybe you manage your property long distance, or maybe you're like me and you just moved to your area and you don't really know a lot of people, I think all of this is still valuable. If they mention they're coming into town for business, ask, that's wonderful. I'm really looking forward to you coming. Maybe even accept their reservation if you have to approve or decline. Or if you're like me and you're instant booker, they've already booked. They're just saying hello. You can start that conversation. And depending on your comfort level, have that conversation about how often are you here, blah, 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 or wait until they've proven themselves as a good guest. A lot of time business travelers who prefer traveling with Airbnb have so many reviews already. Mm-hmm. So you already know exactly. They're going to be respectful.
Right.
So then once that happens, you can say, that's wonderful. I wonder if you love my space, if we couldn't work out something where you could come back every time you're in town, I would love to be your home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And then see what it would take to do that. Because you're right, Annette, even with my one bedroom, one bath, simple spaces, I say simple because they're small and they're, you know, they're beautifully decorated and they look gorgeous, but they're nothing. They're not lofts like you have. They're not an experience. You know, it's still tough for me to rent out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen, but if I can get a repeat regular, I mean, how wonderful is that? Because then it's guaranteed income, you know, quote unquote guaranteed, and you know what to expect from that person.
And also, you never know if they have multiple, I have a corporate client.
Friends.
Yeah, I have a corporate client that happens to, when they do come to town, they normally bring a team. It's a web development firm. So they bring their whole team of web developers. So I've rented multiple spaces at the same time to the same organization, again, Monday through Thursday, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to offer, I say, a weekday discount. Honestly, I keep a flat rate for them. I mean, I'll be honest, sometimes it goes lower just depending on, you know, supply and demand. But I do also let them know, you know, if they're coming in regularly, I'll try to work out corporate pricing or business pricing for them.
I had one, actually, this just happened to me where a woman was using my Airbnb as her first experience with Airbnb because I do not require that you've stayed at one before to stay with me. And she had no reviews and she stayed. I had no idea what her story was. And she messaged me. She said, I had such a nice time. I'm here every week from Pittsburgh.
Awesome.
I'm here Monday through Thursday.
Ding, ding, ding.
She said a hotel, a branded hotel down the street offers me this rate. But if you can beat that, I'd be happy to book with you, you know, 3 months out every month.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're having to work something out because I would love to have her just be my regular always. Like mm-hmm. It's tricky because then how do you, right?
So let's talk about that mm-hmm. because as like wonderful as it can be, I will tell you with business and corporate travelers, a lot of times it is last minute and you want to be their home away from home, but you also need to keep the dates open because you know, you can't
capitalism.
Block all, yeah, you can't block all the dates for them. That has become, I don't want to call it an issue, but it is something that I haven't always been able to be the, you know, have beds for those guests, especially if it's last minute. So sometimes, like with this particular guest that you could have for 3 months out, you know, you don't want to block 3 months in advance, Monday
right.
through Thursday. I highly doubt she can book that.
Well, she did book 2 months out. And I told her, I said, well, you know, now I have 4 Airbnbs there that she could pick from. They're all about the same price. And I said, it's very unlikely that far out I won't have something available for you, but just know you're going to have to get in there and book to
right.
guarantee a stay. Otherwise, you will be staying at that hotel down the street or, you know, with another Airbnb host, which while I'm an abundant mindset, I don't want to lose her
right.
to someone else. So it's tough. But that being said, she told me what rate she got from that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that, and I did the math, even in my high season, I would be able to beat that and still pay my cleaner what she needs to be paid. And for me to still make out each and every month and not gamble whether or not I'm going to have a random Tuesday booked. So I think for whoever you are out there listening, need to know that math. Like, what do you need to make? What can you offer that person? You need to make it enticing for them because there's a lot of options now. With Airbnb, there are plenty of hosts out there. There are plenty of hotels out there. You want to do what's best for you and your business. right? So I figured out what that price was for her. And I gave her a 3-month guarantee that I would book her at that price if she booked Monday through Thursday night. Same cleaning fee, because I told her, you know, that cleaning fee pretty much all goes to my cleaner and I pay her a fair living wage. So I think it's win-win.
I will say, I know you and I talked about this too, kind of going above and beyond on that. If, you know, if you do have, let's say Sarah's guest, some ideas there, if someone's staying, you know, they want to come for 3 months. I had this before also, someone that wanted to buy, say, toiletries. They wanted to have like their own hair dryer, curling, you know, maybe some amenities that if they were going to be staying for that long. So Sarah has a basement where she could store that person's things. And I had offered before my guest, you know, a small space in the closet that if we kind of just tidy to the side, obviously I wasn't responsible if those things were, you know, hopefully wouldn't go missing, but if she wanted to do like a little lockbox or something. But there are some things like that too, that if they don't have to travel with that stuff, that's a huge thing that you could offer a guest like that. And you could really go above and beyond if you wanted to work something out. Let's say they had specific amenities that they wanted to have during their stay. Mm-hmm. You know, you could always work something pricing wise out there. Oh, do you have a certain bottled water, a certain breakfast cereal? You know, you could go above and beyond and figure that type of stuff out for that guest. And I do know I have a host that I'm friends with. I just stay with her in California, and she has a lot of corporate clients that come in and stay with her week after week, and they book months and months in advance too. And I think it just goes back to that home away from home is really, you know, they might even have the budget to stay somewhere more, more expensive, or they could spend more budget wise. But sometimes it comes down to like just knowing they're going to have the same room, the same bed, same shower, even though the hotel room, you know, hotel could be the same, but you might be, who knows what room you're going to be in, parking, things like that, having to wait on valet, you know, that kind of stuff at an Airbnb, you don't have to have. And a kitchen is a huge thing. I know you can get extended stays, but sometimes the amenities in an Airbnb kitchen are a little more broad than in an extended stay.
So you brought on two thoughts I had in that. One is I have another repeat business guest. He comes once a month for a week.
Okay.
So actually, he stays Monday through Sunday. And I one time had to go in there and bring a handyman in for whatever reason. I noticed he had a bowl of fruit on the table. It was apples and oranges. And in my head, I make notes of this all the time with my guests who come more than once. So the next time he came, I made sure to have the fruit that he liked waiting for him
when
he checked in. So, and maybe if you don't have the opportunity to go in the space while they're there, there's other clues you can do, like maybe ask your turnover professional to let you know, like, if they've left any wrappers behind, a coffee, or maybe even just ask them, like, what can I do? I love that you come week after week or month after month. What can I do to make your stay a little extra special next time? And if you're not sure still, I mean, everyone loves a Starbucks gift card, mm-hmm. maybe your local coffee shop. Something where like there's something for everyone, just as like a little appreciation. It can even be $5, which is enough for just one beverage of their choice. And I think that's just a nice touch.
Yeah.
Or a handwritten card even.
They're a VIP.
Yeah,
for sure.
A handwritten card saying, thank you for booking again. Love, Sarah and Nick. What, you know, whatever that mm-hmm. is. Another idea, and I got this actually from an Instagram follower. She said, you know, I love following you and I don't really stay in Airbnbs much because she has kids, so like the whole kitchen thing sounds great to her, whatever. She said, I sometimes get in early, and I know with Airbnbs there's strict check-in policies, and it's usually later in the afternoon, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I get stressed out about where my stuff is going to go, where I'm going to park. With the hotel, I can go anytime, it's fine. So now not all people can do this, but if you can solve that problem, especially for a business traveler who probably gets in that day at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then it'd be nice for them to drop off their stuff and then go to work instead of leaving their stuff in their car all day and having to haul everything at the end of their work day. Like I have my basement, so I have to figure it out a way to let them drop off their stuff in the basement that morning. It doesn't disrupt my guest who's in there beforehand. I don't have to worry about early, late checkout. But just think about what business travelers kind of look for and need and see if you can't accommodate those needs without them even having to ask or it be a pain point for them. So, and I've actually used that in my listings, like in, not in my title, but in my description. I'm saying, if you're here for business, know that you can drop off your bag at any time
oh,
in our
that's
basement.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
one of the, I just have guests right now that are repeat business guests. And I know something I did, I can't even remember why I, oh, they're fellow podcasters. Let's give them a shout out. They're that's the Anxiety Sisters. And they said in their note to me that they were, you know, coming to record podcasts. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a fellow podcaster. Of course I want to meet you. But they are back in town and they meet like once a month for a week to record their podcast episodes. But for instance, you know, that was a trigger because I'm like, oh, let's be friends. We have something in common. But what's so great is, you know, I connected with them and they asked me, hey, do you know any videographers? Do you know any of that? And so like I've bonded with them on that of getting, helping them get some local talent that they can use. And I really feel great about that because there's some reciprocity there of helping some people that I use on the business side with some people that are from out of town and might not know somebody local. And then also connecting them with some potential guests in the town. So that's one of those, like, Sarah and I like to call it like the elevated experience for both the guest and the host. Cause that's the kind of stuff, there isn't a monetary reward there, but it just makes me feel really great that there are other people that I'm helping boost the economy in our city that way. And artists, you know, helping them that way and also helping the fellow podcasters. So again, that was just a message, you know, part of something they just briefly wrote in their, hey, we're coming into town for XYZ. And they probably thought nothing about it except for I dug in and, oh, let's talk about the podcast.
So pay attention to those messages that you receive. I think the whole point of this episode is there is opportunity to get repeat guests. And with Airbnb becoming, or short-term rentals, we always say Airbnb because that's our chosen platform. Right. But with short-term rentals, it's getting very competitive. It seems like the more people I talk to, even if you're not in real estate or a landlord or even like a side hustler, you want to get in on this game because it's awesome. Yeah. We got to think of ways to stand out.
I don't know all the specifics right off the top of my head, but I do know that companies reimburse now if you do stay in an Airbnb. However, you do need to be business class ready. So there are some specifics on the Airbnb website. I'll have to link it in the show notes here. For instance, you need to be able to have 24-hour around-the-clock check-in that if that guest is delayed on their travel or working late, I think carbon monoxide detector.
You have a place to work.
A desk, a certain speed Wi-Fi. There are specifics, and for two reasons. Number one, they want to make sure the business traveler is taken care of. And then two, for safety purposes, for the HR department to reimburse on Airbnb, that's where some of those business standards came into play. Because I know years ago when I went to the Airbnb Open, I went to a specific seminar on becoming business class ready. And that was one of the hesitancies, I think, a while ago while businesses weren't reimbursing for Airbnb or letting people expense it, is they didn't really know safety-wise if a home would be equipped. So that's why carbon monoxide detector, you know, I have a fire extinguisher in my kitchen, things like that. I know those were some of the specifics there, but, you know, checking with your organization too, to see if, you know, you will be reimbursed for your Airbnb stay is easier now, or short-term rental is much easier now than it was, years ago.
So I don't want this episode to get too lengthy, but two thoughts that you brought up, Annette, is one is you don't always have to wait either for a guest to message you to be proactive. Maybe in your town, a lot of businesses will fit business travelers with stays here, right? Like with corporate housing, be corporate housing approved. So if there's a really big employer in your area who looks for corporate housing, maybe reach out to their HR department and say, I'm sorry, my name, you don't have to apologize. My name is Sarah and I'm an Airbnb host. I have this many rentals in this area. I would love to see if there's a way I could partner up with the professionals you bring in town and give them a great rate at a great stay at my place, or an event planner who maybe has, you know, weddings or corporate event planners too, who bring people into town who are doing business in your area, be at the top of their mind and really treat your space like it's a business.
Yeah.
If that's something that you're interested in.
Yeah, no, you can get really creative with that stuff. I mean, even going, like, if there's a hospital nearby, if there's something, the convention center, there, like, I pay attention to the convention center calendar just so I know what's going on. But those are things, especially if you really want to increase your occupancy rates, just waiting, not waiting for people to come on and book your space, go out there and pound the pavement and find those places.
Create those relationships with people who can be that marketing source for you. I would still recommend that they go through the Airbnb platform or whatever platform you use because of that added security, ease of payment transfer and calendar scheduling. You don't want to be overbooked or double booked in any, you know, situation, but you can still go out there and market for yourself in addition to what Airbnb does for you. Because like I said, it's getting super saturated. Anything
but not
else?
That saturated.
No, no, but it's not that. It's just, Annette, it's not what it was when I started in 2010. Like, it's just not.
Yeah, but I think just for our listeners, because I don't want to get anybody like scarcity mode, but I do believe that a lot of people's careers are changing too. So there's going to be a lot more mobile workers, mobile travel, and, you know, people traveling for business that wouldn't be like, say, corporate or business. It'll be more mobile workforce.
But people are also trusting short-term rentals more now than they were back in the day. So, but I will tell, I mean, the facts with looking at data on how many people out there are looking to stay in a short-term rental and how many short-term rentals are out there in your city.
Right.
And just know what those are. And there's ways to do that. AirDNA is a great website to go to. It is a paid platform. And there are services in town where people have where they will give you that information in exchange for a fee. But just to know that if you have occupancy issues and you can't figure out what it is, if your pictures are great, your space is great, your amenities are there, and you're still having problems with getting people in there, get creative with your marketing and maybe and see if there's something you can do that's a little outside of the box. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I never, when I first started, like I never even crossed my mind about business travelers. Like that just wasn't even something that was on my radar. And I actually don't even know what, I think when I went to Airbnb Open and thought about business travelers, because I don't think I was business travel ready. I didn't have like carbon monoxide detector and like a certain desk or so, you know, a designated space. But that's something where I don't know how, I mean, obviously a lot of hosts pay attention to it, but it really is as simple as trying to make a connection with your guest and why are they in town? And if you can, if they're coming back often, trying to create that relationship with them. So I think that's probably the main point of the podcast today is pay attention to the guest. And sometimes maybe you just see someone's booking, you know, maybe they book more than once, maybe after they book that second time, even if it's on a weekend, try to figure out, you know, why they're coming into town. So again, it's about customer relations and being a host and figuring out why they're coming to town.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it.
Yeah. So please pay attention to those Monday through Thursday travelers.
Let's get you guys booked.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening, and we can't wait to get to the next episode.
Yeah, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Annette.
And we're Thanks for Visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus,
We will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.